The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Eva Lee is with me, parenting coach at parentsupport.ie, to talk about how to manage your kids and gaming. And when those two worlds collide. So this is something now that is kind of fraught with difficulty in lots of households up and down the country, isn't it?
It's the gaming, it's the kids, and it's the adults. And that mix can be...
that is toxic mix.
It can be tricky. And you know what? I think for us as the adults, it can be more the fear of what am I facing into... how are we going to manage it? And there can be a real mix of emotions. You've got the kids where it's the social aspect, it's the entertaining, it's as the kids get older, it's how they connect and communicate with their friends. And for the adults, it's potentially pulling the hair out and how to manage sometimes kids who find it extremely difficult to manage themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the starting point of you know, where to go next with it.
Okay, well... let's start there, the starting point. Let's imagine for a moment that there's parents listening to this and it hasn't already kicked off in their house yet. Maybe the kids are of an age where the first console is maybe due to appear, or maybe Santa's going to bring it in 16 weeks' time. what kind of rules or framework should they put in place before that happens?
Yeah, it's you know, once a device comes into the house, regardless of what the nature of it is, it's deciding, the adults deciding, okay, we need to create some boundaries, some expectations around it. And they are essential, whether we like it or not. And the kids will fight with us with the potential boundary. Mm. That's natural. It's normal to expect that. But for the most part, our kids feel a lot more safer and secure with boundaries than without. And that is the where gaming happens, the when gaming happens. And having them part of that conversation and having them to negotiate with you. So they've got kind of like, they feel like they're in control in a positive way and that they're actually making the decisions as well. Ultimately, the adults need to figure out a plan, first of all. But if there is space to talk as a family or with the individual kids, that can be a great starting point.
And in terms of what those boundaries should be or how to set them, I mean, how much of a kind of a case by case or judgment call do parents have to make? Because, you know, you speak to some parents and they'll say, oh, you know, he or she is fine playing a certain game. They could play that for an hour or 40 minutes, whatever it happens to be. Mm. There's another game that they have. And after kind of 10, 15 minutes, they're kind of tearing their hair out and kind of... the heartbeat is racing and it's almost impossible to deal with them then.
I know, and it depends on the nature of the game. It can be quite intense, the graphics, the audio, the language.
Yeah.
And that can often determine, I see it even, you know, with my own kids. So some kids, like you said, they can manage quite well. You said it there yourself, but some really struggle with that. So they're not going to come to us and say, I have had enough. Or you know, I'm not able for this. It's us then deciding and observing the impact gaming has, trusting your gut, knowing your own child best. And it's often observing the signs post gaming, like you mentioned, you know, pulling the hair out. But like for a lot of families, they experience their kids quite frustrated, quite angry, quite irritable. Yeah. And it's, you know, even getting them off the device, off the console, that's where you're seeing maybe, you know, the arguments ensue, or when they come off, it's not taking a whole lot for them to be triggered.
Yeah.
That would be a sign that it's just too much and they're not able. So what can you do to then...
And I assume... in those situations, that's where having the rules in place beforehand really comes into its own, because it's, and I know this from my own, it's next to impossible to start to impose those rules or to kind of dream them up when they're in that frame of mind. You can't deal with the kid when they're like that.
Yeah. Well, if you have got a child that's extremely upset and overwhelmed, they're essentially dysregulating.
Yes.
So that's often the adults wanting to get into the logic of the conversation and the ins and outs. And our kids are, you know, that logic and reason is just out the door in that moment. So it's important that we don't reflect that emotion. And look, I'm a parent to three kids myself. I know it's easier said than done, but it's trying to be stay as calm as possible. And if you've had the conversations beforehand about the plan of coming off the device and or what the rules are, it does make it that little bit easier. But it is waiting until all is calm before you actually start talking through what happens next, you know.
And would you be in favour then of kind of hard and fast time limits on games, or how do you manage that?
Yeah,
given, as you say, kind of different games elicit different reactions.
Yeah, I think you have to be mindful of what the games your children are playing, because you might have your 10-year-old coming home wanting to play an 18 game. So it's a judgment call as to, you know, and do your research, first of all. But when it comes to the when and the where, it is given, you know, it's I'd always start with bookending the gaming. So let's say nothing happens, there's no gaming at before school.
Yeah.
But let's say weekends, they've a bit in the morning and a bit in the evening. And the agreement is, as long as they're out, maybe seeing their friends, they're getting involved in activities, they have family time, whatever it is, that it's okay then to get on their console. Like, the reality as well is, for the adults, often it is a form of entertainment, a form of distraction, and you don't see your child for 2 hours and you're thinking, oh, well, little Jimmy's still upstairs in the bedroom, we must go see where he's at. So it is deciding what's going to work best, and knowing then, and again, like that, coming up with an agreement with the kids of what will work best, and that can be really helpful in that.
What about the idea of that I've heard people suggest that when you outsource the timekeeping, the children take it more seriously? What they mean is, you know, when you come in as a parent, and you as you say, you're a parent of three kids, you see this, 5 minutes left. Oh, no, just 10 minutes, nine minutes, please, anything. Whereas the parents who come in and kind of nearly have a stopwatch or, you know, Alexa, give me a 5 minute timer.
Yeah.
That they kind of, they're less likely to argue with the alarm when it goes off. They think, oh, sugar, that's the 5 minutes.
Here
up.
We go. Yeah. And look, we have to be realistic. You're going to expect resistance. So rather than shouting up from downstairs and the roar, it's coming in and just kind of presenting yourself, going, look, at 5 minutes. Remember, they are getting that dopamine hit. So you're going to potentially be met with resistance, like I said. But if you kind of say, look, remember, we've got that 5 minutes, or if they say the end of the game, make that judgment call and give them that kind of opportunity.
And I guess in terms of implementing any of these rules or kind of following any of the advice you've shared, it's about kind of being reasonable and fair as well. Like, if the kid gets any sniff of unfairness, they're less likely to follow the rules.
Yeah, and look, we could talk about using consequences and stuff like that. If it is kind of getting beyond a point where there's constant arguments, it's come again, kind of, you know, giving them that reasonable expectation that, look, if it's continuing to be an issue, you coming off and it's delaying, you know, twofold, you know, you're going to lose out on time in your next gaming session, or that next gaming session is gone. Yeah. Not that the console's gone for the rest of the month.
Oh yeah,
you have to be realistic.
I'm great to suggest consequences that I'm never going to see through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's about being realistic.
Christmas is cancelled if you don't go to bed.
Forget about it. And that's where you're not going to be able to follow through, and that's where the kids won't take us seriously. So easier said than done, I know, but it can be effective.
It's great advice, and people can find more great advice at Parent Support on Instagram. Aoife Lee, parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. Aoife, thanks a million.
Cheers,
for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.